What?
Entendi.
I would like to introduce not only the best Rav I've met, but also my dear and great friend, Rav Abraham Moyal. Rav Moyal changed the life of so many people I know, and also he changed mine. He's a Rav interested in creating value in each of us. The value everyone has inside of himself. Rav Moyal is one of the greatest Rav and Kabbalists of our generation. Originally from Morocco, descended from the Abu Hatzira, Pinto, and Ben Attar family, he then moved to Israel and now to the U.S. I will leave the rest to him, and thank you very much. Thank you, Rav. Thank you so much to be here.
Thank you. Thank you, Alberto.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Shlomo Safra, for this opportunity. I would like to wish everyone across the screen once again, a Chag Sameach. This community that we're talking to, the community of Bet Yaakov in São Paulo, is not just a community, but part of my family. Throughout the years, I grew to become closer and closer to the Safra family, and our interest to grow the Torah, to enlighten people, fused not only around the community in São Paulo, but across the world. And we've done a lot of projects together for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. So I want to thank Alberto and the entire family for this opportunity. I would like to discuss Be'ezrat Hashem, the concept of the Sukkah, and try to have a deeper perspective of this mitzvah, this obligation from the Torah to sit in the Sukkah for 7 days. The Midrash Tanchuma tells us, if we take a step back from the beginning, we know that the Sukkah is Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim, just like the Pesach, Kriyat Shema, a lot of mitzvot we do in memory of, to remember that we came out of Egypt. And we were under a certain protection, connection with Hashem, and we saw various miracles. But we need to understand what is the specific teachings that we need to connect to learn from Sukkot. So the Midrash Tanchuma says the following. He says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when he's taking Am Yisrael out of Egypt, if I take out the Jewish people and I bring them straight to Eretz Yisrael, each one will go to their land, will find their vine, will find their plots, and will start their work, and they will forget about me, because they will be attracted to their own personal interests. Therefore, I will make them go around the desert. I will give them man to eat. I will surround them with love and the Anane Kavod until they can build this connection with me, and only then will they go into Eretz Israel. So we see, first of all, that this journey in the desert, this 40 years in the desert, this Yetziat Mitzrayim that we all refer to, has a very specific purpose: to connect and bond us to Hashem, to build a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through what? Through the recognition of the unconditional love that Hashem showed to the Jewish people during the desert. That's number one. But also the flip side is a very important lesson. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, if I let them go straight into Israel, and we're talking about Hashem reflecting after the 10 Makot, the 10 plagues in Egypt, after all those miracles that Am Yisrael faced and witnessed, Hashem knows and says, if they go straight to Israel, they will find a specific personal interest and they will forget me. How is that possible? Think about it. Am Israel just saw the ten plagues on the Egyptians. Hashem is taking us out of Egypt, something that was impossible. Egypt was a prison that no one can go in it or no one can get out of. No one ever escaped Egypt. All these miracles, we crossed the Red Sea. We're about to see the most amazing things. And as we take a piece of land, we're just going to forget about God. That's it. We're going to start agriculture and that's it. Hashem comes, the Midrash says, and teaches us something very important. That when you are with someone, you can give him the love, you can give him, you can help him, you can do for that person as much as you want. But once the person has been given the opportunity to nurture his own, he will shift and focus on that and end up forgetting what you've done for him. Therefore, comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, there has to be a vital bond. There has to be a crystallization of love happening between me and Am Yisrael. They have to see that there's a vital connection between us. I will give them the man. I will protect them. I will show them love. Comes Hashem to teach us something else. That when you nurture love, when you show that your love is completely and fully unconditional, that's when a bond can last forever. And based on that concept, based on that purpose, Hashem took us in the desert and gave us the man, gave us the well of Miriam we drank from, and gave us the Anani Kavod. Now, those Anani Kavod are very specific. The Sifri in Bamidbar tells us the following, that when Hashem took us into the desert, where we faced a lot of dangers, we had a very, very strong sun, heat, serpents, scorpions, wild animals. The way wasn't paved, so it was very, very difficult to walk in the desert. So because of all that difficulty, because of the challenge, Hashem had to bring the Anani Kavod, the holy and divine clouds, seven of them, on each side, front, back, right, left, top, and down, and then another one that would strengthen the path for us. Anani Kavod. So, says the Sifri, on one end, the reason why we received the Anani Kavod is because of the challenge we are facing. If we were in a place where everything was perfect, in an oasis, you're in the Maldives, everything is magnificent. Even you walk in the water, everything is perfect. We wouldn't have the Anani Kavod. We wouldn't need the Anani Kavod. So from the Sifri, we learn that the revelation of the Anani Kavod came about due to the challenges that we were facing. That's one aspect of it. The second aspect of it, it's brought also in the Zohar, it's brought also in the Ari HaKadosh. We know that the Anani Kavod was a tremendous sign of love and protection from Hashem. Like the Pasuk says, Ki ata Hashem bekerev ha'amazeh, you are with the people. Asher ayin b'ayinira ata Hashem, we can feel you, we can feel you, we can connect with you. So here we have a tremendous proximity to Hashem through the Anani Kavod. So what is it? Are the Anani Kavod coming because of a challenge? Or are the Anani Kavod coming to show a sign of love? Well, it's not a contradiction at all. It's actually coming together. The Torah comes to teach us, the Midrash comes to teach us, that when you have a challenge in life, you can get lost in it. Or you can find within that darkness the stream of light, this capsule that's called the Anani Kavod, connect to it, and recognize the tremendous love Hashem has for you. And that love, that bond, that connection, that emunah, that belief, is what protects the person, just like the Teva of Noach, the Anani Kavod protected Am Yisrael. But it all depends on how much you believe in your own connection to God. How much you believe God is close to you. Because once you're in the desert, it's great. But you had to believe in the Anani Kavod. You had to believe in Hashem and go out of Egypt. We know Hamushim ben Yisrael Yasu ben Mitzrayim. Only 1/5 of the Jewish people left Egypt. 4/5 disappeared. They didn't believe. So in order to be able to benefit and enjoy from that tremendous blessing, you need to believe. Now, there is something very beautiful also. Part of the people that went out of Egypt are called the Erev Rav. A lot of Egyptians also believed. They said, listen, something amazing is happening here. Let's go. Let's follow these people. It's worth it. So the question is, did they benefit from the Anani Kavod or not? So the Midrash says again that the Anani Kavod partially covered and protected the Erev Rav, but when the Erev Rav would get out of the camp, that's it. The Anani Kavod would not protect them. To the contrary, Am Yisrael, not only the Anani Kavod would protect and surround the people, but if one individual would leave the camp, the Anani Kavod would surround him just as if he was part of the camp. So we see again a tremendous difference there is in the relationship with Hashem based on the emunah and the real devotion that we have in our own personal relationship with Hashem. So if we come and try to summarize what we're saying right now, Yetziat Mitzrayim, the Anani Kavod, the Chag HaSukkot, is really coming to determine how much we're willing to love Hashem, how much we have emunah in Hashem, and how much are we ready to let go of this comfort that is called the underdog, the comfort of being in the difficult times. Because when you can feel bad for yourself, that things are not so great, things are difficult, things are challenging, well, you can rationalize on a lot of things. You could say, well, that, you know, listen, Rabbi, what do you want from me? You know, I don't have it easy, so it's hard for me to do mitzvot. It's hard for me to be a good person. It's very easy to throw the towel. Who comes to call and tells us, Hashem tells us, where do you belong? Do you belong in the darkness? Or do you belong inside the sukkah? In this environment that's full of love. An environment that Ari HaKadosh says, where Hashem embraces us. The sukkah is two tefanot and tefach. It's two panels and one little panel of tefach, says the Ari HaKadosh in Shaar HaKavanot. It's the arm. The arm is one panel, a second panel, and a little panel. Hashem comes and hugs us. V'minot tehabekeni. From his right, from his kindness. It's a time where we can rebuild trust that was lost throughout the year by Hashem. When do we know? When do we feel the fear of that, the fragility and the wavery relationship? Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we're begging for the connection again. Come Sukkot, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, you know what, let me hug you. Let me love you. Let me care for you. Let me take you in that world that's called the desert. The Rambam calls this world Yama Me'uraot in the Sefer Amore. He says it's a sea of challenges. Rabbi Chaim ben Attar, Asaba Kadisha, says something great. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says people think that the norm is that life should be comfortable, easy, normal. And sometimes you have challenges. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it's the opposite. the randomness of things, the challenges of life, should be that things are very, very complicated. And sometimes you have al mem nuhot. That's outside. That's the desert. That is called the desert. We have the opportunity to create around us this action, this protection that is called Anani Kavod, that comes to service two purposes. First, the protection from everything outside, but also to nurture the love and the emunah, the belief that we need to have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to benefit from all the blessings of the Anani Kavod. This is what the Sukkah is really coming to represent. Now, the Sukkah has a few names. One called Sukkat Shelomecha. That's what we say every Friday night, or during, we ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, expands, and brings upon us the Sukkat Shelomecha, the Sukkah of the Shalom. So the Sukkah is called Shalom. But the Sukkah is also called in the Zohar Kadosh, Tzila Dimhe Menuta, the shadow of Emunah. The Sukkah has two purposes again. One purpose of the Sukkah is to do Shalom. What type of Shalom? First of all, Shalom between us and ourselves. We want to forgive ourselves for whatever we believe we did wrong. Rabbeinu explains in Sefer HaYirah that one of the reasons why people continue failing in their life is because they don't forgive themselves. And they carry a heavy burden all the time. But says Rabbeinu Yonah, this is a big, big Yetzer Hara. It's not true. This whole purpose of Teshuvah is what? Is to recognize that not only you can change your future, but you also solve your past. This is the beauty of Teshuvah. We did before. Now we sit in the Sukkah. And Hashem tells us, okay, I forgive you, but do you forgive yourself? If we can't forgive ourselves, then how can Hashem forgive us? Sukkat Shelomecha, first level of Shalom between us and ourselves. Say, draw the line and say, whatever happened, happened. To the point, the Ari HaKadosh says, when you do vidui, when you're on your Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur and you do the vidui, you're not allowed to repeat twice the same chet, because it's as if you come like a dog, eats, vomits, and eats again his own vomit. You can't. You said it, finished. Believe that Hashem will forgive you. That's it. Hashem erased it. You said it. You acknowledged it. You feel bad about it. You don't want to do it again. Khalas, finished. It's erased. Shalom between us and ourselves. Then there is shalom between us and the makom. Us and our space. We know that everybody has their own ecosystem where they believe, where they live in, where they interact. Everybody, olam adam, olam katan. Everybody is a small world. So it is important to recognize where we belong. Do we belong on the street? Do we belong in bad places? Do we belong in the Beit HaMidrash? Do we belong at home? Do we belong with our family? Do we belong on the road? Where do we belong? And tells us you're going to be in the Sukkah, in a place. Because you need to recognize that at the end of the day, where you put yourself will have a tremendous impact on who you will be and who you become. Shalom between a person and the Shalom ben Adam l'Havero. The Sukkah is a place where you have to be able to invite, to be besimcha, and to be besimcha, to be happy, means to share, to love, Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. When you love Hashem, what is it? It's lashon poer. Okay? Not only you have to love, you have to love, and if you really love, you will make others love. This is ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. Ve'samach. It's like ve'ahavta Elokecha. Ze poer ifil. The same thing. You have to be besimcha. You have to be happy. But you have to be happy to a level where you make others happy. Shalom ben chale ben chavecha. Shalom. Also, between the body and the soul. In the sukkah, you eat, you drink, you dress well, you sleep. What else do? You learn Torah. You cannot speak a business in the sukkah. You're not allowed to speak devarim betelim in the sukkah. You have to be very careful. The Shekhinah is here. You cannot get angry. Chachamim, chas v'shalom, a person gets angry in the sukkah. Why? It cannot coexist with the essence of the sukkah. The sukkah is called sukkah shalomecha, the sukkah of the shalom. So if you are in the environment of shalom, you cannot get angry. And then the ultimate shalom, the shalom we all want, shalom ben Adam l'makom baruch hu, shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We agree to make peace. Let's put the arms down. Let's put the yetzer hara down. Let's put the midot lo tovot, the wrong midot, the wrong behaviors. And say Hashem with you. If you want shalom with me, I want shalom with you. Let's have a fresh start in our mitzvot, in our behavior, in Torah, in mitzvot, ma'asim tovim. And let's try slowly, slowly. This year, I will add a little bit more. I will do something a little bit better. Sukkah shalomecha. Then there is a different aspect of sukkah. It's called tzila dimhe menuta, the tzela emuna. It's the shadow of emuna, of belief. Well, the reason it's called emuna, it's very simple, Rabotai. If you think about it, you cannot do shalom with anyone, not even with yourself, if you don't have emuna. To have emuna in Hashem means to be at a level of where you put yourself out of the equation, solve a problem without having any side benefits from it. This is real shalom. We learned this from who? From Aharon HaKohen. Aharon, we finish this day, right? Odev shalom. Odev tabriot mekarvan laTorah. Aharon HaKohen, you make sure when he does shalom not to get any benefits, any credits. He didn't need the pride. He didn't need the spots. He didn't need people to go and say, ah, look what Aaron did. He just did shalom between two people. This is not shalom. This is taking advantage of the blood of your brothers that is being spilled. A real shalom is to know the intricacy of a situation and know what to say to who, so that they come together and grow together. But to be able to do that, you need a tremendous level of emunah. You need to believe in what this world. Amen. And we say amen to it. We reinforce the statement. To be able to do shalom, you need to emulate Hashem and erase yourself completely and your own interests for the benefit of what is called shalom. You need the emuna. This is why the sukkah is also called emuna. Here, we see that when we enter the sukkah, we don't just look for the folkloric, beautiful colors and flowers and have a nice meal. We are building something tremendously important for the rest of the year. This is a time where we left Rosh Hashanah, we left Yom Kippur, empty-handed. Nobody knows what it will be. Nobody knows how the year will be. If we think about how we behave on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot last year, could anyone believe that we would go through a year as difficult as we went through? So we can know what to expect. Now is the time to take responsibility, to be proactivity, and connect to Hashem through the Sukkah, understand the depth of the Sukkah, the meaning of the Sukkah. Be'ezrat Hashem, the Avodah will end Im Yirtzeh Hashem on Hoshana Rabbah with Pitkat Avah. We pray that on Hoshana Rabbah we finish this long journey of Tefillot since the month of Elul with Selichot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot. Hoshana Rabbah, Kadosh Baruch Hu closes the envelopes and sends the envelopes to everybody. Finished. The Baal Shem Tov says it's until Chanukah. We'll hold on to that also. We all should hold, but most of the Chachamim say, Hoshana Rabbah, we're going to be receiving each in the envelope the breakdown of our year. So if we want to make sure that we secure a beautiful and strong year, we need to have shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to be encapsulated in that sukkah. Not today, not for tomorrow, but for the rest of the year. And in order to do that, we need to acknowledge, like we said in the beginning, that the challenge is coming in order to show love. But I need to find that love. I need to live in that love. I need to devote myself to that love. That's number one. Emunah. Second of all, I need to be feeling fully dedicated to myself and to my relationship with Hashem. And this koach, this strength, the Mekubalim say, we get it during these days. Now is the time where we crystallize that power of Shalom, that power of Emunah. Now is the time where the Hashem basically showers on the entire spiritual world and all the Sefirot, all the Shefa, all the abundance that was retained since Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Its completion is happening every day. This is why every day we're Gomer de Halel. Every day we Gomer de Halel, we have different korbanot. Chazal say, the Echal HaKodesh and the Chachmei HaKabbalah explain this because every day HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuilds one Sefira. And we have seven Sefirot that need to be rebuilt. The Chesed, the Gevurah, the Tiferet, Netzarot, Yesod, and finally the Malchut, which represents Avraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, Yosef, and David. Every day we have another Ushpiz, we have another ambassador from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that seven is the number that reflects completion in creation, like the 7 days of the week. Something gets complete after 7 days, after 7 years, seven cycles, 7 years. So Rabotai, what I want to share for to understand that we need to see beyond the walls. We need to see beyond it. We need to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes with utmost expression of love during these days. Everything is open in front of us. We just have to connect. We have to open our heart and understand the depth of what we are doing, the meaning of what we are doing. When we make a beracha in the sukkah, when we sit in the sukkah, it's not just, it's really to reconnect with Hashem, reconciliate with Hashem. Take the broken pieces and put them back together. You know, there is a very famous Japanese artist, I don't know his name, but that's what I heard, that says that when something is broken and you take it and you put it together, its new shape has a new energy and it's beautiful, it's more beautiful than its original shape and form. it's very nice that this Japanese guy said it, but the Ramban already said it in Shaar HaGemul. The Ramban says that he talks about Teshuvah. He says that the Neshama, you come and you take it and you break it and you do Averot and you do this and you do that. Terrible. You broke it completely. And comes the Teshuvah and you rebuild it together. But it's never like it was before. But in the eyes of Hashem, says the Ramban, it looks even more beautiful. So we didn't have to go to Japan. It's in the Sifriya of Rabbi Safra. So what do we see? We see that it's really a time to build something beautiful with Hashem. It's a time to bond. It's a time to embrace the beracha when we make a beracha in the sukkah. When you sit in the sukkah, you elevate yourself. You don't understand what you're doing fully, and it's okay. But you need to know that every minute you're in the sukkah, and you understand the importance of your relationship with Hashem that will last, that you will need down the road. This is the teva of Noach. The teva of Noach in the Mabul is the same thing with the Anane Kavod in the desert. Who would give up to it on that? Who would give up on that? Knowing all the challenges and all knowing the threat that's outside in the streets. We all want it. And we can build it. And we are building it. So Be'ezrat Hashem, we have to converge our strength, channel our efforts in the next 48 hours until Hoshana Rabbah, make a beautiful, go inside in the sukkah, pray to Hashem, beg Hashem for love, beg Hashem for connection, beg Hashem to feel Him, to taste Him, to connect with Him. And when you call Him, He answers you. And you will see that this year will be a tremendous uplifting in your experience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Hashem expects from us, wants from us. So I would like to wish each and every one of you, I'm sorry if I took too much time, but I want to wish everyone, it's okay, we're good? Baruch Hashem. I want to wish everyone Chag Sameach. I want to tell everyone that we need to express more how much we love each other. We need to express more how much we care for each other. If Hashem expresses it Himself, if Hashem comes inside the sukkah and says, I love you, who are we to retain from saying, I love you? Why do we get all this chizuk? It's because we know that He loves us. The Ariya Kadosh, the Arizal Kadosh tells us the sukkah is Hashem hugging us. We need to be the same. We need to say, I love you, and not be scared of saying it. By saying that, we break walls that build itself naturally just because we're so confused and so distracting. Let's do it. Let's emulate the sukkah in our own behavior. Let's emulate the sukkah in the chizuk that we give to the people, in the people that are around us, that surround us, so that Be'ezrat Hashem, we build our own Anane Kavod, and we all be protected. And Be'ezrat Hashem, be able, to bless not only our homes and our families, but everybody around us. Just like during Sukkot. During Sukkot, the Nisu Chamayim, the Korbanot, are a blessing not only for Am Yisrael, for the entire world. This is what happens when there's Shalom. This is what happens when there's Emunah. Everything expands tremendously, exponentially. How good does this feel when we know we can help others benefit also? So, once again, Chag Sameach. I love you all tremendously. I would like to thank Rav Shlomo Safra and my dear brother Alberto for this opportunity. I don't deserve it. This is really for big shots. But Be'ezrat Hashem, please know that we love your Kehillah and we're connected to your Kehillah. Yehi Ratzon, Rabbi Shlomo, you continue this itromemut for the entire kahal, and you change for the better the life of all the kehilah and their children, and there should be simcha, there should be beracha, there should be shalom in the kehilah, and besorot tovot, and your kehilah should always be protected. And yehi ratzon, next year we're all together under the sukkat Leviathan.
Amen.
Thank you so much once again for this opportunity.
Amen. Rabbi, thank you so much. It was amazing. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the class. I hope that that was the first time. I hope that we can ask you more times to give classes to us.
Anytime.
Maybe next time here in São Paulo.
Be'ezrat Hashem.
Okay, Rabbi, thank you one more time. Chag Sameach.
Love you all. Chag Sameach.
Mudim le'simcha. Thank you.
Agimut banim le'sason.
Gostaríamos de agradecer a